Well, I thought two things today, right? I knew our guys have put in a lot of good preparation. We talked about starting fast, and we couldn't ask for a better start. Kind of a couple things that we emphasized in the kicking game. Peyton Vining, we'd moved a corner, and he was a guy that was having a pretty good spring, pretty good fall, and then had a little soft tissue, so we pulled him out of it, and then he got cleared probably about 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, and I called him one night talking about, because I was using him on special teams, and he was a double-digit number with Chase Hayden, and he said, "Coach, you know, I'm the only player on your roster that's returned a touchdown kickoff return," and I said, "I'm aware of this," and we gave him his opportunity, and he capitalized. It was really fun to see a guy like that to start the season. And just his story to get to where he is awesome. And then, obviously, Tommy and Chase finished off the rest of that drive pretty good. I think there's a lot of things we can clean up, but I thought offensively, from communication, the way they adjusted on the sideline, I thought Tommy really showed great composure. He's a very accurate passer. He had some glitches today, but things we can definitely clean up. And to get him out really – at the start of the fourth quarter and let Art get in there and let him have a little success. Just really proud of our offense and what they did. We got a lot of things to clean up, but thought that was good. Defensively, we talked all week. We knew they were going to have some explosive runs. They're a good football team. They got good schemes. We just talked about getting the ball down, right? If it breaks, just get the ball down and make another play. And they did. They had a couple big runs that we got down and we held them, and then they kicked a field goal. But I think between offense, defense, special teams, to come out of it the way we did, I'm excited. I don't have really any update on Josh McCray. Isaiah could have went back in. I just didn't want to put him back in. He was just cramping. So I think we come out of it pretty clean, but we'll wait and see the results of Josh. So with that, open up for questions. I like Tommy's demeanor. I thought he did some things that don't go in the playbook or don't go in the newspaper, right? Like just getting rid of the ball on some early downs so we didn't end up in a negative yards situation. He distributed the ball to a lot of players. I think they said 12 players caught passes today. So obviously just not locking in on one guy. I think Barry has done a tremendous job of working with Tommy, and then to really let Art come in and do that, that's worth its weight in gold. Tommy start next week. You want to start a quarterback conference after a? I would think Tommy would start next week. Yeah.
Chase Brown, obviously a playmaker in the backfield. How nice is it to have, especially for Tommy DeVito's first start?
Yeah. So Chase, I've had a lot of good running backs in my career. Right. Been very blessed. And I told him last spring, I said, the last hit you took in that Northwestern game is the last time you're going to get tackled to that opener. So just prepare that way. And he's had a great spring. He had a good fall. We didn't let anybody tackle him because, running backs have the shortest NFL careers, and obviously he's not there yet, but every play for a running back when you hand the ball usually ends in a hit, and I just, those guys have limited reps, right? And so I was a little nervous and seeing how explosive he'd be, but he's got obviously an excellent understanding of how the plays. He just really plays behind his pads really well. A lot of times running backs jump the gun on their keys and their reads, and he's just really patient and I think playing at a high level. And then when I saw where we were at and I saw where he was at, I said, "Hey, let's pull him out, turn this into a Chase Hayden and Reggie Love, because if we do lose Josh for a little bit here, kind of wanted to see where they're at." So I'm excited. Corey Patterson's done a great job of that room.
How's your thinking shift to not tackle Chase for 9 months or whatever, just when the season starts, in terms of how many reps you want to get him in a game?
Chase Brown? Well, I think any good running back, he's our starter. He's our what we think could be the best chance for us to win. So Barry and I have talked about projected, number of carries in game, but I think that really changes by how they're playing us, right? They were doing some things early in the first half after we hit some runs that they were going to make us throw the football, right? So that kind of changes the game. Now he's got to be involved in protection or a decoy, but there's no set number, but I think we got to be smart about what we do with him. And then practice-wise, I know how to manage good running backs. It'll be fine. I was really excited to see our offensive communication, right? Because we're a no-huddle team now. There's a lot of things that go into that. Barry is just extremely gifted in the way he thinks and communicates with our players. And I think that definitely showed up today with a number of guys that played. The aspect I was looking forward to is the return game, right? And obviously KOR hit a big one there. Some things we'll correct on film. And then in a punt return game, Isaiah is our best option. Cody, I know, struggled with those first two, so we're going to have to get his confidence back up to doing that. But hopefully in that phase of the game, we can pick up a couple first downs per game that will make you different to defend.
What did you see from them? They were 1 of 12 on third down, 0 of 1 on fourth down. It seemed like those guys really meant a play.
I think our back end is really playing high, right? Like, obviously up front, we got some good players, but I think Quan Martin is playing exceptional football. Sid as well. I was excited to see what Kendall did in his first extensive action. To be quite honest, to have the freshman come in, T-strain, and we took Taz out at half. He had had a soft tissue, and we didn't want to press the envelope there. Rello, Terrell Jennings has been a huge addition for us in the portal that we just got him literally when camp started up. So very excited to see him bring us some depth. I would say the use of the transfer portal for us today really showed up, you know, between the two guards starting for us, Tommy DeVito. Terrell Jennings was a huge acquisition. T-Raw gave us some stuff. RJ gave us some stuff inside. So, Pat Embleton, our personnel, and that crew, Jay Kaiser, the crew there, they've really done a nice job for us.
It seemed like Quan just cleaned up a lot of
plays today.
You see him in that role, or is that just how the game?
I think Quan's a great eraser. He's probably faster than most people give him credit for. Very athletic, and Quan is extremely intelligent. He sees things very clear, reacts very quickly. He's a guy that, in my mind, the way I saw him start playing last spring to what I saw today was probably the number one guy that I was excited to see kind of unfold out there today, because I think he's got the ability to be a special player.
Do you want to see some more shots down the field?
I think anytime you can stress our defense would be good. I knew that they were going to come in and try to run it, but there were some deep balls that got thrown. We were there. Spoon came up with a nice play, and played underneath it. But for the most part, I know when we play Indiana, they're going to stress the perimeter and the vertical passing game a little bit more. They just weren't doing it. They were playing off, right? So, like a lot of times, you guys understand, like the defense dictates what they give you, right? And they had been a heavy press team, but they played off today, so it's hard to throw shot plays when they're playing over top of you that deep. It's different players popping in, right? We had two new edge players in Seth and Zeke, but Alec Bryant got some reps. Gabe Akis got in there. I really like the development of our three inside backers. I think between C.J. Hart, Tariq Barnes, and Dark Angelo, those three guys are kind of three starters in a position that takes two guys, right? I think you saw actually Dylan Rosiak and Kanana get in there a little bit. Kruzzi got on some special teams. I couldn't be more pleased with our recruiting. And the funny part is, right, some of these guys that are playing, they were our last offers, right, for the quote-unquote recruiting experts, guys that had no other offers or had very minimal offers, but they fit what we do and what we are. And, even being in this league as a defending Big Ten champ, I would take every one of these kids in our recruiting class because I think they're hits, and I'm excited to see them play out. It is, but it's really not, right? So NCAA rules allow us to have a day off. Usually we take Monday off, but all we'll do is we'll take Monday out. We'll practice on Monday, so our Monday will be like Tuesday, or Tuesday will be like Wednesday, or Wednesday will be like Thursday, and then play the game on Friday. So it's a short week in numbers, but not really in production. We'll meet tomorrow afternoon. We'll put this game behind us pretty quickly, and then we'll practice tomorrow night on Indiana prep, which will be kind of like a modified Tuesday practice. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's good to put things on film. It's going to be, paramount that we clean up, good football plays are the result of good fundamentals. And I told, that was literally the last thing I told our guys when they left the hotel this morning. Like, there is no magic call. Coach Walters can't make something perfect. Barry Lunny can't make a perfect call. Coach Snyder can't call a perfect play. You have to execute with fundamentals. I think that's the thing our guys routinely hear, whether it's the reach of a defensive end on a rush. I was a little pissy about the penalties in the first half. I think we got to play clean football. But I think our guys responded in a positive way there, and sometimes you just got to learn things by fire.
What was your message with those penalties in the first half? Well, get to the five and you're back to 30 and that type of thing. You can use that at halftime.
Yeah, and I think everybody improves, right? The guys throwing the flags, the guys making the flags. Us, we did some things, We just can't do that in critical moments. We preach all the time that before you can win the game, you got to stop from losing it. And those two particular cost us, red zone trips, right? So, but I do think, I knew this crew throws a lot of flags. They were the most active officiating crew in the Big Ten last year. So I told that to our guys, and they're going to call close. I think Jonah got one there. He came at me it was a learning experience for him today. I was very pleased with Jonah. I thought for us to – get the portal out of him, and he's a big receiver. He catches it well. I thought that was really important. And I'll tell you, Hank Beatty, man, that little over-the-middle catch that he just reached down, stuck that ball up. Hank Beatty, in my opinion, right, as a freshman, has caught the ball as well as any freshman I've ever coached, right? So he really – he's a special player in that regard. He's just going to only get better.
12 different guys catch a pass, and it seemed like you talked all camp long about Ty and Pat Bryant, and it seemed like they stepped up.
I thought Pat Bryant on the rail route over there on that far boundary, he's a big kid. He runs well. He's awesome. He's tough. Hightower's had an incredible camp. I think he caught two hitches back-to-back. Casey Washington had a critical third-down catch. You start playing that depth of receivers, and they can stay fresh. That's a difficult prep. George McDonald is an exceptional coach that just really maximized that wide receiver room. I don't know if I have a coach that does as much preparation and detail in the teaching of the game as he does with his wideout. So if you're a good wide receiver and you want to play good style football, you should come to play at Illinois. Who's that? Oh, yeah, Reggie. Yeah, Reg is a special kid. Reggie's journey, I think, before I got a chance to meet him, has been one of perseverance. He's had some things since I've been here with him that you just cheer for Reggie Love, and it was fun to watch our sideline, both him and Chase Hayden, both guys that I think are very respected and liked. And then Reggie really just rolled over a player, right, and kept the ball security, kept his legs going. And as coaches, I was talking about the next play, and they're like, oh, he's going, coach, he's going, right? So to see him not give up and just really good. And he's been involved in our return game. So he's back there as a kick returner. He can be back there as a punt returner, I think, eventually. Just another great story out of St. Louis of perseverance. Really, really excited for Reg. Caleb was stroking the ball in kickoff coverage. He was hitting the ball extremely well. There was two hits into the wind that he put in the end zone. So I think that was a concern, but he answered that bell. Obviously, I think the one field goal, he just kind of pulled through it a little bit. And then the real long one, just I think it was a lot of operation. I think everybody automatically goes to the kicker. So some improvement there. Sean has been absolutely awesome addition for us in that wheelhouse. So I'm excited how this staff works. I was really excited to see how our staff worked today. It's the first time with Barry and his offense. And I was giving him heat because offensively, Chase Hayden went for 9 yards, gave him a second and one, and people were talking about how he had to run more vertical. I'm like, he just gained 9 yards, right? Like, come on, give the man a break here. So I'm excited to watch our staff work. Yeah, great point. Defensively, we have a kind of a formula that we talk about. Like, if you can't, we can't give up big plays, right? Big plays get you beat. So it's runs and passes over a certain number of yards. But it was literally defensive goal number one today, all right? Win a brace, get it down, all right? So if it's going to be a DB, a corner, if it broke the line of scrimmage, just get it down. Let us play another down. And they did that exceptionally well today. I think if the speed that we have with Quan and Sid, back there, and then Spoon and Taz and Rello. I think if we can just keep the ball in front of us, right, and if they have a play, it breaks, get it down, let us chance to play another down, we can be a pretty good football team.
Last one
here. Yeah. We had to go through some things. I think we had three negative yard plays on first down runs, which we can't live with, but those will be good teaching moments. I think this group, defensively, Wyoming, we knew they're going to move on us a little bit. They do some automatics where the back is at, so we were kind of aware of that. But I always have the line work together, right? Because those five guys need to kind of move as poetry in motion, right? A lot of people don't like watching five big men move as much as I do, right? But they got to learn to communicate when there's a return or a safety that's coming down. And I think even in the flow of the game, they got a little bit better at that. So I'm excited to see that group work. And I thought Jordan Slaughter came in and did some good things. So you start having five guys that can play and have a couple others come in. I think Geske got in there and did some good stuff. Josh did some good stuff as well. Josh Kreutz, Barlev. I mean, to get those guys in there and Whiteneck, who's, like I said the other day, he's like a van out there, right? Like a walking van. He's a big boy. And I tell you, Henry Boyer, I'm excited about Henry Boyer, brother Rice kid that again, didn't have a lot of offers out there. He's a really good looking prospect, a tight end prospect for us in the future.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Got some players ready, so if we can make our way over there.